This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Need to get a couple things out of the way here. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. So, I posted on social media platforms a post where it said, until the traitors amongst us, those that lurk amongst us as traitors, are hung by their necks, in so many words, it's not exactly what it said, but this is what it was saying, nothing's going to change. And so I get kicked off of my social media platform for 7 days illegally. Well, why do you say that, Bradley? Well, just to show you that these networks and these social media platforms are subversive to American government. Article 3, Section 3 tells us just that. And then when you go to Section 2381 on treason, it tells us whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies wars against them or adheres to their enemies, we're seeing a lot of that today, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death, or shall be in prison not less than 5 years and fined under this, and then it tells us title, but not see less than 10,000, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States of America. So it goes against their community standards. Folks, do you understand that Satan is the lawless one? He's the one that's trying to remove the law. And where you remove the law, what you're doing is you're allowing them to create a war. And how many times have I made reference to those that serve we the people as those hand in glove with corrupt politicians? They are the responsible party for creating domestic insurrection. I'm going to do this. I'm going to hold to the law. What I posted is exactly right. Until those that are committing the act of treason are dealt with accordingly to Section 2381 concerning treason, and tell those that lurk among us that are guilty of the act of treason against we the people are dealt with publicly in teaching them the fear of the Lord and others not to commit the crime, which is found in Proverbs 16:6. Also go to Isaiah 26 verse 9 when you get a moment, as well as Isaiah 51 verse 4. Until the traitors are lawfully dealt with according to Section 2381 in treason, nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to deter the next person from committing the same crime. And the sad fact of the matter is most Americans think that's insurrection to suggest a thing. No, that's your law that suggests such a course of action concerning those that are guilty of the act of treason. Do I need to say it a different way? Americans, again, when you go to the we, the people, the first, on the preamble here, the first thing it tells us, and I'm getting it so you can see it on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go ahead and subscribe, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. What's the first thing it tells us? Once again, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. And instead of establishing justice and making reference to the law and condemning those that are guilty of the act of treason, what do they do? Oh, that's just way too far. No, you're guilty of then, in fact, of propping up the establishment that everybody says they're sick and tired of. People are tired of that. Well, here, I'm giving you a resolve again, friends. If you want it to stop, then you're going to have to lawfully deal with it. You're just going to have to. Because if you think for one moment, friends, that these people are going to hold each other accountable, you're sadly mistaken. Here, friends, let me say this, and I've said it about January 6th. Everybody's in jail except Donald Trump. No, he's not going to jail. This is all created warfare, and it will go away just like it always does concerning the crimes against the Clintons, concerning the crimes against Obama, concerning the crimes of the Bushes, folks. They're all laughing at you because you are giving them a pass to act above the law. And I'm here to remind you, according to the U.S. Constitution, nobody is above that law. Nobody is above that law. I just want to make clear as to what I'm dealing with here, okay? That subversive organization that censored me for 7 days said they don't allow that on their platforms to bring about justice. That protects and guards our freedoms, that establishes righteousness and peace within the gates. They say that that's against their policy. Well, guess what, friends? Policy undermines constitutional law, and until we get back to being the law under God and bringing these people to where they ought to be, incarcerated, indicted for the crimes that they've committed against we the people and our God-given rights, nothing's going to change. And I can say it 15 different ways. Nothing is going to change until the American people hold me accountable, and I'm talking about those that are guilty of the act of treason and other crimes, even as small as misdemeanors, Article 2, Section 4, and impeaching them and in prosecuting them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, and if they're guilty of the act of treason, then you must hold them accountable according to the law. And it's very clear. Let me give you the reference one more time. Section 2381, treason. And what is it? It is punishable by death. By death. Okay? These are the American laws that are in place. And it applies to all of us, friends. It applies to all of us. We just heard during the break about how God wants us to basically protect our gold and this, that, and the other thing. And as I'm listening to it, I'm blown away. Because during the turn of the 19th century, friends, prosperity in so many ways is what's destroyed America. I read a book by D.L. Moody. He was the famous Chicago preacher, and it's called Reaping and Sowing. And in that book, it talks about how a man was walking along with his friends, and they were passing by these huge estates, these mansions. And one of them stopped him, and he looked at him and said, "I wonder what that cost him." And the other guy that was smart enough to discern the situation, he said, "I can tell you what it cost him. It cost him his soul." I'm here to tell you, friends, that nobody preached out against covetousness more than Jesus Christ did. Now, historically, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, it's fine to have wealth. I'm all about capitalism, but not when it takes the throne of your heart. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." What happens if you don't? He says, "Beware lest you forget." I got one more point to make, and we're going to get to the main topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And there's a whole lot of that going on. I'll tell you what you see on the horizon in America today, friends, is destroying your country. Because of lack of knowledge on the behalf of the American people tolerating crime. I was just highlighting the fact that during the last segment that there was some self-proclaimed evangelist, I know not who he is, talking about how God wants you to have gold and this and that and protect it, so on and so forth. And then he says, God bless you and your prosperity. Well, let me tell you this, friends. In the scope of where we're at today, I can tell you that prosperity is what has destroyed America, because in America's prosperity, they have forgotten their God, and nobody rebukes covetousness more than Christ did. He's the one that said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Right? Well, let me tell you this. Lose the world, gain the soul. Right? I mean, some rich people are so poor, that's all they have is money. We got to put this into perspective, friends. I was just making reference to Deuteronomy 6. He said, "Hear, O Israel, that's God's children, Christians worldwide. The Lord our God is one Lord." Israel, by the way, the definition is God's fighter. Okay? "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently, painstakingly unto your children. And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." Okay? And it should be a sign. And then it goes down just a little bit to verse 12, Deuteronomy 6, verse 12. "Then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." And it's exactly, everybody knows how to talk numbers and money and prosperity, but how many of those people actually know how to make reference to the Word of God? In context, Not cherry-picking scriptures, okay, because I've seen all that too. And we've seen that on the scene concerning the American church and the whores that have led up those churches for the last 30 years in this country. And look at has been the fruit. Lawlessness. That's right. They care more about their money than they do justice. They act like they're going to take the money with them. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not going to take the money with you. Wanted to highlight another point here, friends. The Bible is very clear. I'm a discerner. Okay, I can close my eyes and we can go into a room and I'll tell you what's wrong with who and who and so and so. Just give me about 10, 15 minutes and I'll have it down. Okay? And when I look at Scripture, because I know that the Lord has not changed, Malachi 3:6 and Hebrews 13:8, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when I looked at the gifts of the spirits, which I've known for years, it tells us in 1 Corinthians 12:28, and it tells us in verse 10, it says, the working of miracles, God's still a miracle worker, to another prophecy, he still prophesies through obedient hearts, not prophesying from their own wicked hearts. Read Ezekiel 13 when you get a moment. And to another discerning of spirits, and to another diverse kind of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. If anybody ever wants to talk about tongues, you can call me, because I got a couple testimonies to give you concerning that. Okay? Because I used to think those people were loony. And some of them are, and most of them are, but not all of them are, okay? But notice to another discerning of spirits just in this particular case. It's just been brought to my attention, namely yesterday, from some of our friends over in Michigan, concerning Gretchen Whitmer and a brand new commercial that she just put out. I can't tell you how many times I've said this, that she's a witch. And the Bible says the eyes are the window to the soul. She is dark. She goes beyond just doing wicked things. She is evil to the core, and she all the well knows what she's doing. Look at her whole criminal administration. Read Psalm 12:8, and you will understand Gretchen Whitmer. She is a devil. She is a witch incarnate. By the way, the Word of God tells us that you're not to allow a witch to live. But it's interesting, the things that are appearing all over the globe as to those things that we just thought were fake are now becoming a reality that, wait a second, they're not fake. Well, that's how they deceive people. Okay? They do the unthinkable. And then when they do the unthinkable, you think in a million years they would have no part to play in it. And then you just give it a little time, like the Bible tells us, that the Lord will bring all things to the light. He does. You can also read Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. And then when he brings it to light, the people stand back, like that of Elon Musk yesterday, concerning his satanic garb, where he had a goat and an upside-down cross when he was hanging out with his mother on Halloween, who's an occultist. I wonder where Grimes was, where Elon Musk's girlfriend was that has children with him, who declares herself to be a witch. See, it's not a game. It's very real. And Scripture tells us it's very real. You just think it's unthinkable here in America. And again, let me remind you, that's why they do it. Well, let's go back to Gretchen Whitmer. I've said to you 100 times, she is a witch. I'm telling you, Pelosi's a part of this too, in San Francisco. Don't doubt discernment, friends. Don't doubt it, because it's always right on. You can ignore it, but you'll always come back to it. And at the end of the day, the Lord will say, see, I tried to tell you a long time ago. Okay? I want you to see this commercial that was just given to me yesterday. This is Gretchen Whitmer, and it's a commercial that was just placed on TV, I believe, and or on social media platforms. And I, again, want you to see for yourself as to, well, you answer the question, is she a witch or is she not a witch? What it's doing, and I got to take this in part, it says, typed out on the front of the screen, searching for leaders who will protect your abortion rights. See, now the big thing is the government wants to make sure that you have a right to kill. Why? Because they're guilty of it. That's what the devil wants. His minions want you to be just as guilty as themselves. I remember when I was a teenager and people were partying, everybody wanted to guilt you into partying. Everybody wanted to guilt you into doing the things that they were guilty of. It was never the right thing. It was always the wrong thing. And you always had conscience, which means with knowledge, to know the difference. But you just do like they did in many cases and step on your conscience or begin to sear it. with a hot iron. And that doesn't work out good for you at the end of the day. But on the screen here, it shows a Ouija board. And the Ouija board is pulling up the letters W-H-I-T-M-E-R. And it's advertisement that they put out. Okay? I'm going to play a little bit more of it. And then it has Nessel, who is the... She is the attorney general there, and I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but Nessel is a lesbian. And I got to tell you, I've seen some sick cookies before, but she's a sick cookie. And the commercials that I've seen her in, this attorney general in the state of Michigan, who is a lesbian, what do you expect from people that are backwards to do? Well, to invert or to operate in a system in the opposite way of how it was meant to be operated in. And this is what she's doing. Oh, one more point I want to make for all the people in Michigan. If you look at your state statute, the laws are still enforced in your state concerning sodomy. What is she doing in office? Do you think she's going to apply that law to herself? Absolutely not. Going back to the commercial, so they have Nestle there. And then it says, searching for leaders who will protect your abortion rights. Folks, this is the most... This is a bunch of people allowed to seal judgment upon the United States of America. They're running on making sure women have a right to murder their baby, when it's against the law in this country in every given state. Oh, and yes, that includes Minnesota, Tim Walz and Scott Jensen. There is no constitutional provision for abortion anywhere. We have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not the other way around. Okay? But what they're doing is they're sealing the deal in these states concerning the judgments that's going to continuously go down the road upon the heads of the people that put up with these corrupt politicians. Okay, so they went through Nessel. Then after that, they come up with Benson. Benson is another part of this criminal's administration, and it's on top of a Ouija board. Okay, so just for the record, I just want people to know that when I'm saying things, I'm not just saying that Gretchen Whitmer's a witch because it's the cool thing to say. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not name calling. I'm not slinging mud on people. She's a witch. She's damned her soul, and she wants to damn her state. She wants that state to be condemned so they can dare and see if God's wrath really shows itself off concerning their wicked deeds that they're guilty of committing. Oh, yeah, you can rest assured, folks, all these states that are advocating for what God condemns, regardless of what it may be, abortion, sodomy, so on and so forth, we're in for it. We're in for a ride because these people are brazen whores in the face of God who are, without a doubt, daring the justice of God with all of the millions in these states that are accomplices, giving them a pass to go ahead on with their crimes against God and mankind. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty
Radio.com. Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. Tornadoes ripped through parts of Texas on Friday, flattening homes and toppling trees, with local officials in one county reporting at least 24 people injured. Churches have opened their doors to serve as shelters. The National Weather Service has issued multiple tornado warnings stretching from the Dallas-Fort Worth area into neighboring Oklahoma. A monumental day. NASA's mega rocket is once again slated for launch, this time on Monday, November 14th. Twice previously, the massive ship was on the docket for takeoff, and both times it was sidelined by a fuel leak. The Veterans Affairs Department announced 3 grants to help veterans who are homeless or at risk of losing their homes. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to put this in context for you so you can understand. It's the most blatantly obvious when it comes to common sense as to the problem that we're having in this country. If crime is running rampant, Americans, within the church and within the government, then what do you think is the problem? Well, if the people are allowing them to get away with it, that's why they're brazen about it. You're adding strength to tyranny. But what happens when you don't put up with it? Well, then all of a sudden you deter the crime because you're obedient to God and to mankind, right? Why? Because you love. What is the fulfilling of the law? To love. And speaking of love and the law, I want you to listen carefully. Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects. And last of all, which of all other I should have never foreseen or suspected, he hath raised up a sect of such as teach that the Ten Commandments ought to be taken out of the church, and that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. Wow. Is that what Jesus did? Absolutely not. What does the law say? What does the law say? What does the law say? These are the Ten Commandments when he used them as a schoolmaster in his hand to drive men to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Boy, it's interesting. They're getting rid of what Jesus never did. Jesus didn't come to destroy. He came to fulfill Matthew 5. So who's in error? Well, it's not the Son of Man. It must be man that loves his sin more than he loves the Christ. And that's the truth of the matter. The scriptural message to Americans is, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let me just say it again. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Well, when asking them that call themselves Christians today, the first thing I must ask, and you need to lay this to your candor, is the first question I must ask is, what brought you to Jesus? Only you can answer it individually. I can't answer it for you. Most will say that they went to the altar and they said the prayer. Okay, wait a second. So Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When you ask people today that say that they're Christians, you ask them what brought them to Jesus. They said the prayer when they went to the altar. You said the prayer when you went to the altar call. Well, let me say this. Altar calls are unscriptural. Can somebody please show me in Scripture where there's to be altar calls? You know what I have found? Is altar calls are nothing more than to add a badge of honor to the hireling in the pulpit. John 10:12. Oh, it's the truth of the matter. He wants everybody to see, you know, I see those hands. If you need Jesus today, everybody bow their heads and nobody look up. But for those that need Jesus, raise your hand. I'm the only one that can see it. Yep. And then he says, I'm the only one that can see it. And then all of a sudden everybody lifts their heads up and he says, now all those people come to the altar. Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it 50 times, friends. And I, for some reason, I'm almost done going through the New Testament again and I can't find it. Altar calls. I said the prayer. So when I ask them, what prayer is it that you're referencing when you say that you said the prayer at the altar, this is what they say, Romans 10:9. This is modern gospel, friends. Okay, this is the second part, and they're forgetting the first part. What does it say? Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Okay. Then I ask, what message brought them to Jesus to get saved? Okay. They respond with, I just told you, yes, but the scriptures tell us otherwise, that the message again is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I ask, what brought you to repentance? Repentance? Well, I never heard what you're talking about, Bradley. No, because you never took the time to know for yourself as to what the Word of God says, but yet you say you're saved. What are you saved from? I'll get to that in just a moment. What brought your repentance to those that say they went to the altar and said the prayer? They're confounded. They're dumbfounded. They don't have an answer. And the fact of the matter is, I'm holding to the Word of God in context, and these that are leading them to the altar are preaching out of context. And then giving them a message, part two, out of context, as to what should be part one, and giving them that information. What led them to repentance? Well, the Bible says in Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. See, friends, it was the law that was used to bring men to Jesus, not an emotional, unscriptural altar call. And I see it all the time. All the time. They play the congregant's emotions, and they tell them to come up to the altar, say a prayer in Romans 10:9, and they're going to heaven no matter what. Nope, nope, nope. Bible is clear in Isaiah 8:20 that if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there is no light in them. Let me keep going on here. It was the law that was used to bring men to Jesus. Again, not an emotional, unscriptural call. See, the law brings the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. If I was to ask one of these that went to the altar and said the prayer, Romans 10:9, what sin is, they will say, I don't know. They think they're going to heaven, and yet Jesus said in John 7:17 that the first prerequisite besides taking up the cross and denying yourself, and the reason you do that is because you're sorry that you have offended God. You're sorry that you have offended God. I just let on here, friends. That's what brings about the knowledge of your sin in Romans 3:20. That's what it says. The law shows me that I have sinned, and then when I go to 1 John 3:4, I'm going to give you the definition. Sin is the transgression of God's moral law. So if I repent of my sin, I'm sorry that I broke God's moral law. That's what the Holy Ghost uses in the hand of Christ to drive men to the cross. Period. When you look at Exodus 20, what does it say? It says, I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That means what your heart is attached to. Is it money? Is it your wife? Is it your girlfriend? Is it properties? Is it land? Is it your children? Because if there's anything before the Lord God, He doesn't have your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And by the way, when you go to Jeremiah 29:11-13, the Lord said that He would be found of us when we seek Him with our whole hearts. I want to tell you what, the Lord brought me to the point of nothing but Him. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. When God steps into your life, the first thing He does is destroy everything that was not of Him. And then He builds you up in His Son, Jesus Christ. That's real repentance. He creates a dependency upon Himself that you need Him all the time. You need to be in the bread of life, John 6:35, all the time. That dependency is your spiritual health, and it's your spiritual life, and it's your spiritual growth. And without it, you cannot survive. When you're born of the Spirit, you seek the things of the Spirit, period. Okay? The first one is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Okay? Not your favorite sports team, not your favorite boxer. You get the point. If your heart is attached to anything before the Lord God, it must go. Or what will happen is you'll kill it, or it'll be a burden to you for the rest of your life, period. Here's the law of God. Okay? The second one is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. A God that doesn't mind you lying, a God that doesn't mind you stealing, a God that doesn't mind you wasting your time on things that matter not, in contrast to His word when He said, redeem the days for the days are evil. No. Folks, I want to tell you something. If your God doesn't mind you lying or telling your white lies or stealing, I don't care, regardless of the price or value. If He doesn't mind you lying and stealing and doing all these other things that are in violation of His law, I'm here to tell you something. Your God does not exist. He does not exist. He is a figment of your imagination. It tells us in the second commandment, too, thou shalt not bow down thyself to serve them. Oh, my goodness. And you see it all day long. I got a thing here. Matter of fact, it's a picture of two Christians. They call themselves Christians. It's a lack thereof. But it was a picture of two Christians on Halloween. One was dressed like a devil. The other one was dressed like a female devil. And what's interesting is then it shows a picture of the next Sunday, them at church again. That's creating a God that suits your sin. Your God does not exist. Okay? And it doesn't say put on the devil for Halloween. It says put on the Lord Jesus Christ now and forever. Okay? And then when you go to the third one, what does it tell us? It tells us the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. It means you better practice what you preach, is what it means. If you're going to call yourself a Christian and you're not going to practice what you preach, listen to what the Lord says that He will do with such. He said, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You want to go around talking about how you're a Christian and you live like the devil? The Lord's going to have none of it. The fourth commandment is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Heart to God, hand to man. It's servile. No works done for self, but it's still a day in which we honor God and we serve man. Remember Jesus said that we come about as ones that serve? That's right. That's what Christians really, truly are. What about the fifth commandment? Honor your father and your mother. That means to hold in high esteem. As so far as your parents serve the Lord, you serve your parents. Where they don't, you serve the Lord. You hold to the word, even if it's a correction to their own ungodly compromises. Honor your father and your mother. By the way, Ephesians 6:1 tells us it's the first commandment with promise, okay, that you might live upon the earth and have a long life. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back to this because there's a lot of people out there that think they're heaven-bound when, in fact, they're not. They're hell-bound, and I'm trying to set the record straight. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. So we started off talking about how people go to the unscriptural altar and then they preach or then they say the prayer, which is found in Romans 10:9. Okay. And then you ask them the question, what brought you to Christ? Because the message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. Then you show them the law, scripturally, that the law is the schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith, Galatians 3:24. Also go back to the New Testament, Psalm 19:7. And then you show them by the law is brought about the knowledge of sin. And they don't even know what sin is, Romans 3:20. Then you get in the definition of sin. Some might say, well, I know what it is, missing the mark. That is not at all the definition of sin. The definition of sin is the transgression of God's moral law. You're a lawbreaker. You're a criminal in the sight of God. And your righteousness is but filthy rags in His sight. Read 1 John 3:4. So it was the knowledge of God's law which brought about repentance. Repentance towards God in offending Him and putting your faith in Christ. Without that knowledge, don't sit there and tell me that you're saved and you're going to heaven because you've never repented. And that is the whole premise. That's the first act. And by the way, that's what the Holy Ghost does in John 16:8. He comes in to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And how is he to convict of sin if there's no reference to law? My goodness, folks, take that to the natural. People are going to be going 80 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour down the highway, but all of a sudden the police officer comes into play. What happens? Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound. All of a sudden, everybody slows down. Why? Because they're guilty of breaking the law, and they didn't realize it until they seen the police officer, right? The reference of the law exposes the crime. And that's exactly what I'm showing you right now. Let's go to, I just went over, honor your father and your mother. It's the first commandment with promise in Ephesians 6:1. When you go to the sixth commandment, what is it? Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not murder. Rightfully should be stated, thou shalt not murder. And when you read Matthew 5, it says, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. Folks, do you realize that God's judgment will hold us to the account and the standard of who Jesus Christ is, not what you want him to be? Do you realize that we're going to have to give an account for every idle word and every idle thought? And just think about that. When Jesus said, be holy as I am holy, he meant that. And when he said in Matthew 7, he said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Also bring that to the end of the chapter in Matthew 7, because there's going to be a lot of people that are saying, didn't we go out and preach your word? And didn't we work miracles in your name? And so on and so forth. Didn't we cast out devils in your name? And the Lord's going to turn and look at them and say, depart from me, I never knew you. And what did he call them? He called them workers of iniquity. They were lawless. Well, Bradley, I can't fulfill the law. Just hold on a second, okay? Let me go back to the next one before I throw you in the iron cage and throw away the key. When we go to the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Right? The law says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Well, Jesus said, thou shalt not commit adultery. You've heard it said. And then in Matthew 5, he said, even if you look at a woman to lust after her, both ways, folks, male and or female, he said, it's better for you to pluck out one of your eyes and to cast it out rather than to be thrown into hell as a whole. How many of you would sell me one of your eyeballs for $1 million? Nobody would in their right mind. Why? Because they understand the value of their soul, their eyes. Jesus used your eye to show you its value so he could equate it in parallel to the value of your soul. That's pretty extreme, isn't it? No, it is not extreme. He knows what he's talking about, and we need to follow his lead. And in doing that, he promised to give us the strength. That which is impossible with men is not impossible with God. It's possible with God. And this is the work of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5. Let me go to the next one. Thou shalt not steal. Okay, Bradley, you know, I don't steal. I may have just took a little something here, a little something there, or, you know, like last week. I just got to be honest with you because I'm a stickler on this, and this is not a natural gifting. But if I owe somebody a dime, a nickel, it will drive me until I square away. For me to think that I'm going to go ahead and get one over on somebody, honestly, it is the furthest thing from my mind. Why? I remember reading this story by Matthew Henry. He's a great commentator. And he said that someone stole his purse, his wallet, during that particular time. And he said he didn't particularly feel sorry for himself. He felt sorry for the person that stole from him because he knew that that person was going to reap what he sowed. That's right. I don't want to sow unrighteousness. And I know Scripture tells us it rains on the just and on the unjust. And keep in mind, in scriptural context, friends, it rains on the just and on the unjust. What kind of seed are you planting so when it rains, you're going to bring forth that harvest, good or bad? Because that's exactly the harvest that you're going to bring forth, like it or not. That's why we're to take thought and we're to take captive and we're to be very careful about what we sow, because at the end of the day, we're going to reap it. Okay? Thou shalt not steal is the eighth commandment. And regardless of the price, stealing is stealing. The ninth commandment is thou shalt not lie or bear false witness. Excuse me. If there's one thing in life I cannot stand is a liar. And I'll tell you what even gets me even more than that is those that call themselves Christians that have no idea who Christ is. they're liars, and they're bearing false witness to something that's not true. Here, let me take it this way. I remember during at the beginning of the pandemic, everybody was at this point, probably 3 months into it, starting to catch on that the tyrants are at work again trying to force through vaccines, but it was before the vaccines. It was just where the government came in and said, would you just wear a mask for a week or two just to get a curve going on this virus that didn't exist to the degree that they wanted you to believe it would or it was. And I remember talking to a friend that was in law enforcement, and he was all on board with me, agreed with everything that we would talk about when it came to the topic of the pandemic, and he knew it was a fraud. And one day I was driving up on the highway, probably about 20 minutes from where I live, and I drove by him, and I seen him, that he had a mask on. And I, when I seen him the next time, I said, well, what's with the mask? He said, I want to be an example. An example. You want to be an example of Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, the NIH, the CDC, the World Global Health Organization, in all of their fraudulent lies. You want to be an example to those people. Whose example are you setting? You're pushing forth the fraud by going along with the lie. And instead of you taking a strong stand, you couldn't do that because you weren't made out of what men are made out of by the Holy Ghost. The righteous are made more than lions. They're bold, forward to danger. They're forward to the fight to stand up for what's right. They're not capitulating. Strong confidence in those that fear the Lord. A filial fear, not a diabolical. Nope. He bent the knee and he submitted to the lie that the mainstream media was pushing concerning the narrative. I can't stand when people know the truth and they part from it. They don't hold to it. They're worthless. You know, if you read preachers of old, what you're going to find is in many cases, folks, as an example, before a horse could go to war, they would take that horse and they would put the horse's belly over a fire to see if it was worthy to go into the war. See, before it could go into the war, it had to be tested. Like the Bible says, prove all things, prove those that you labor among. Yep. I have no stomach for people that don't understand that you're going to be tried. You preach it, you're going to endure the trial. Those that bring the light must endure the burning. Okay? Just like these horses. If a horse could endure that fire, going back to the analogy of the horses, if the horse could endure the fire, he was sent to war because he was already tested, tried, and proven. And so will we be, friends. So will we be. And the point that I want to make is thou shalt not lie. Don't sit there and say one thing to people and then walk out the door and act like somebody else. That's called hypocrisy, and the Lord will have none of it. The Lord will have none of it. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without the Lord's notice. He knows the very numbers of our heads, the hairs on our heads, folks. Okay? Let me go to the final one. Thou shalt not covet. That means to desire that which belongs to others. As a matter of fact, if you go to the 10th commandment found in Exodus 20, and then you take that in parallel, Romans 7:7, it tells us, I had not known sin but by the law. I had not known covetousness had the law not told me. Okay? So therein lies your guilt. Because every single one of you that just heard the Ten Commandments preached, every one of you are guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. I just threw away the key. I threw you in the iron cage. And the only way that you're getting out of that cage is by you crying out to the Lord Jesus Christ that he might open those doors. We'll be back tomorrow.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with VantagePoint.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.